Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. How are you? My name is Joey Kroll, and of course, today is Sunday, December the 15th, 2013, less than 10 days away until Christmas. Here we are. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, of course, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragements. That's right. We try to saturate this program within the Word of God. And today we're actually going to continue our series entitled Christmas Devotions, taking a look at some of your favorite Christmas passages and passages that have to do with Christmas and the coming of Christ, and playing your favorite Christmas songs and carols as well. So it's going to be another great edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Right, you're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, friend. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll with you on this Sunday, of course. We're continuing our series entitled Christmas Devotions. I heard somebody once say a Christmas candle is a lovely thing. It makes no noise at all, but softly gives itself away, while quite unselfishly it grows small. John the Baptist said of Jesus in John 3:13, "He must increase and I must decrease." Friend, we are like candles that hold a flame, burning strong and bright, the light of Jesus Christ. We softly give ourselves away, worshiping Him and serving Him, that we might become less and that He might become greater and brighter through us. So during this Christmas season, friend, make sure everything that we say and do is all about Jesus. Celebrating the birth of Jesus, you're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
But the real gift is you.
Amen. I love it. Happy birthday, Jesus, the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Hey, how's the weekend coming along? You doing all right? You hanging in there? Getting ready for Christmas. In fact, our Christmas shopping is, about halfway done, in fact. We're quite proud of that. My wife is normally the procrastinator, so to speak. So, you know, normally we're kind of late, but I made sure this year we're right on and not getting too caught up too much on the Christmas lists, because as you and I both know, it's not about gift giving. It's about Jesus giving himself for us. Amen. Well, friend, we're continuing our series entitled Christmas Devotions. Matthew 18, 2, 3, and 4 says, "He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Is there anything more exciting than being a child on Christmas morning? Think about that. Just the excitement and anticipation and the innocence. Looking forward to the gift. And yet this is what God asks of us each day, to change and become like little children, not just on Christmas, but every day, approaching God the Father as a child with excited anticipation of his goodness, humbly trusting him that every need will be met and every care will be under his control.
There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. "Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight." They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, "Son, there's not enough here." He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, "Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes." So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, "Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight." I knew I'd caught a glimpse of heaven's love as what Christmas is all about.
So I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Song. I love it. Christmas Shoes from New Song right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey, and we are continuing our series, Christmas Devotions. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, "The virgin will conceive and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Think about that. God with us. Friend, when you feel the most alone, it may be the very moment when you are truly least alone at all. God is there in your darkest night and your coldest wind. He may be so close to you, friend, that you can't even see him, but he is there. And perhaps he has chosen this moment, that this season that you're going through today, to pull you closer to him than you have ever been before. Friend, if you're in the midst of one of those seasons today, this week, this month, this year, I want to let you know, hold on to the promises of God that it says in Matthew 1:23, they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let's change that. God is with me. Hold on to that promise today.
Thank you.
celebrating the birth of Jesus. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Friend, as you go about preparing for Christmas, let's not forget about Jesus. He's truly the reason for this and every season.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave all he
Friend, that's right. Thank you so much for joining me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.